City Councilor Sue Flint chairs the committee and said their task was to try and solve the problem of keeping Mountain View Manor's assisted living wing functioning without draining the city's reserves.
As you know, has it been open 5 years?
Yeah.
It's lost about $200,000 each year, so that's $1 million now out of our reserves. And this year, coming year alone, it's looking like $400,000 due to decreased census. So we can't keep going like we are. We have to come up with something different, and I have no idea what that is.
While the financial problem is larger in the assisted living wing, the other parts of the manor facility, including elderly housing, are starting to lose money each year as well, and the committee is not limiting its discussion to assisted living only. Councillor Rick Braun said the City Council's Finance Committee has discussed the issue several times and said he'd like to find a way to keep the facility open.
I think it's a valuable part of the community, but I would understand if we couldn't keep doing it. It's quite a bit of responsibility for a small town like ours.
Along with the members of the Council's Finance Committee, the Mountain View Manor Committee is made up of several local residents who've had family in elderly housing and the assisted living wing. Liz Bacom has had both parents living in Mountain View Manor.
It's sort of a part of the fabric of the community. Just like the schools and the hospital, it provides a service not only to the residents but to the families of the residents. And I think that you can't just count the numbers on the residents, but everybody else that's impacted by the availability of care for housing for them here in town.
And committee member Chris Norris said the facility would be even more important in the future.
We have an aging population, and I think we're going to have an even greater need for it. And so I think that if we don't have a facility like this in our community, it's going to be a big loss. And I think we need to do everything we can to figure out a constructive way to come up with some solutions.
The committee has a list of possible solutions to consider. One would be to put all or part of the facility under a new nonprofit organization. Committee member Will Ware outlined some of the positives and negatives of that approach.
The obvious advantages to go into a nonprofit is you don't have to pay the benefits. Your salaries aren't going to be going up on an annual scale like you would if you were in a unionized union. But the disadvantages of going to a nonprofit is I don't know that you're going to have necessarily longevity, depending on the pay scale that you have. I mean, if you're paying $14, $15 an hour, you may have somebody who would be happy to work at that for quite a while, especially in the state of the economy. I don't know.
Other committee members said a nonprofit may be eligible for grant funding, but only in the first few years of operation. In addition, the city might have to pay off or return the nearly $2 million in bond obligations and over $800,000 in grant money used to build the new assisted living wing before it could form a nonprofit. Elderly Housing Assisted Living Director Bree Hayes said she did not think switching to a nonprofit would save much money. Another option would be selling part or all of the manor facility to a private company or hospital. Committee members agreed to make some phone calls and find out if there was any interest in that idea. Another option would be additional rent and fee increases, or the city could ask local voters whether they'd be willing to raise the property tax rate to help cover manor costs. The committee would have to decide quickly if it wanted to put a ballot question before voters this fall. The deadline for ballot questions is August 11th. Another idea was selling some city land and using money to pay off some of the assisted living facility's $2.8 million in bond debt and grant money. Committee members wondered also about marketing the facility and trying to fill the 3 vacant apartments in assisted living and 2 vacant elderly housing units. However, a committee member Ware wondered if that's realistic.
It's at the point right now where, with the way the economy is, I don't know that you're going to get full occupancy right now. I mean, I think with all the good advertising and everything that you could do and try to make it even more so of the most welcoming place in Southeast, I just don't know if anybody's going to be willing to pay to have assisted living. I think it's a necessity, obviously, but we're hearing in Haynes they got a new facility that's at 50% occupancy. So
really?
Because
of the cost, probably.
I think people want their independence. I think that's true, but I also think I think people are scared to spend that kind of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even with full occupancy, city officials say some kind of additional revenue is still needed to cover costs of the facility. Councillor Dan Hickman wondered if the committee was just looking at a short-term fix.
As far as I'm concerned, is we can raise property taxes, we can do anything we want and solve the immediate problem. But the cost of living and the cost of operations and everything are going up on a yearly basis. 5 years, we back to square one, or next year, or the year after. Do we keep going back to the public?
And several committee members cautioned about the impact that the committee's decision could have and said Manor residents are worried about the future of the facility. Chris Norris said the committee needed to keep in mind the residents of that building, their family members, and the facility staff.
You know, when we talk about this, we need to be respectful of those people, all of us, as a community. And I don't think that's always happened. And I would really request that as committee members and as a community that we are respectful of all the people that are going to be impacted by any change.
Committee Chair Sue Flint assigned some homework for committee members who will be looking into the various options and reporting back. The committee plans to meet every 2 weeks this summer, with the next meeting scheduled for July 29th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.